We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Monday morning, 44 degrees. Congress faces another looming deadline to prevent a government shutdown.
Current government funding expires November 21st, and so far Congress has stalled on many spending questions. The Senate has approved a group of spending bills covering agriculture and transportation, but a larger package of appropriations covering defense, health services, and other agencies was blocked by Democrats. White House request for border wall funding has routinely been an issue in spending bills. Congressional leaders have hinted at a short-term package to fund government through the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas residents using the federal marketplace for individual health insurance will see more options in 2020. Some plans are less expensive.
KCUR reports that the downside for 2020 is that for the second year in a row, consumers must foot the full bill for most out-of-network care. Two new insurers are now in Kansas offering health plans in some of the state's most populous counties. Meanwhile, Ambetter, which is already active in the Kansas City area, is expanding to 12 more counties in southeast and central Kansas. Across the state, five insurers are offering 82 plans next year, the most since the marketplace launched in 2014. Availability varies by county, but it's a big increase from the three insurers offering 23 plans this year. Enrollment runs through December 15th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas is reporting that it collected nearly $37 million more in taxes than anticipated in October.
The Department of Revenue said Friday that the state collected $553 million in taxes during the month, when its official revenue forecast predicted $516 million, the surplus 7.1%. For the 4 months since the beginning of the state's 2020 fiscal year in July, the state collected nearly $2.3 billion in taxes and exceeded expectations by nearly $85 million, or nearly 3.9%. State officials and university economists plan to meet next week to revise the official revenue forecast. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities say they have now contained 70% of the wildfire northwest of Los Angeles, known as the Maria Fire. They say firefighters are being helped by the cooler temperatures and lighter winds. Crews are checking buildings for damage. The blaze has burned nearly 15 square miles of dry brush and timber. That fire began October 31st during dry winds that fanned the fires across the state.
President Trump returning tonight to Kentucky. It's another campaign rally.
The president will travel to Lexington to stump for Governor Matt Bevin on the eve of Kentucky's gubernatorial election. Bevin is in a heated contest against Democratic challenger Andy Beshear, the state's attorney general, and has leaned heavily on support from the White House. The president's visit in Lexington will mark the second time the president has stopped in Kentucky in less than 3 months. During his last visit in August, the president addressed AMVETS, an American veterans organization, at its 75th annual national convention. Tonight's visit to Lexington will be a Keep America Great rally held at Rupp Arena. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A major shakeup in the fast food industry.
McDonald's chief executive officer leaving the fast food giant after violating a company policy. The company saying now former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with employees. Easterbrook admitting to that relationship and saying it was a mistake. Details of a separation package being released on Monday. McDonald's board of directors naming McDonald's USA president Chris Kemp Zinsky as its new president and CEO. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A quiet start to the work week for us, but a change on the way as this frontal boundary slides through south central Kansas. It will bring in some cloud cover early on with today's high 59 and strong northeast winds this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 35. Sunny and not as windy Tuesday with a high 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, northeast wind at 12 miles per hour and 44 degrees. 7:35, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And that means it's Monday morning, time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm presuming there will not be a city council meeting tomorrow. Is that true?
There is one tomorrow.
There is?
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, it's voting day, and I hope they give you guys time to go vote tomorrow.
We'll work it in our day there somewhere. You know, they open at 6, so.
They're open at 6. I thought it was 6:30, so they're open at 6 now.
Huh? Yeah, maybe 6:30.
Okay.
I know they open early.
Yeah, but I voted about 3 or 4 days ago, so I'm way ahead of that, okay?
That's awesome.
It sure is. Hey, listen, so I haven't even had a chance to look at the agenda for tomorrow. Anything important going to happen during the – it's always important during the city council meeting?
So we have several things. We're adjusting a park policy that allows alcohol in parks, and you still have to get a permit, but basically allowing – anyone to get a permit to have an event that serves alcohol in any Wichita park. We have an agreement with Friends University. They're going to lease the Westside Athletic Field and play all of their home games over there for their baseball team. I think they're planning on making some improvements, including AstroTurf over there for the field itself, and maybe some increased stands for the fans and spruce the place up a bit.
Well, when I was in school, the Friends, they played their games there at that time, but that's been many years ago. I don't know. What has their home field been then in the meantime? Lawrence Dumont Stadium or what?
So they've been playing at Lawrence Dumont
okay.
for the last several years, and I think because of the increase in the length of the schedule for the AAA team, they're going to have to find a new home.
Well, that's a good place.
Yeah. When they were able to play there over the last several years, the independent team typically didn't start their season until nearly May.
Okay.
But it starts a little earlier. In fact, I think they have almost the same schedule of a major league squad.
Oh, boy. All right. So we're moving right along toward that goal, which is going to be this next spring. Anything else on the city council agenda you want to talk about there?
Well, we're just the rest of the stuff is pretty simple stuff, replacing some pump station stuff, some lift station rehabilitation, none of the stuff that's too exciting, but, you know, stuff that has to be done. And all important to someone, though.
When you were talking about approving a permit or whatever for alcohol in the park, I mean, I think there are probably a lot of people who go to the park and drink on their own, but you're talking about for events. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're talking about for events, and you would still have to get a special permit to be able to do that, but this allows that to happen now.
All right. So we've got the election tomorrow, and I'm not going to get into any specifics with you, but are you kind of glad this whole campaign is coming to an end?
Oh, my Lord, Steve. This has been the absolute craziest election ever. And, from crazy stories, as you guys know, I've been following them, to the Eagle that's kind of turned into the National Enquirer. I mean, the Eagle used to require their reporters to get corroborating, evidence and more than one source. I think that whole one source thing went out the window.
It may have. So if your experience this time around, I look at it, I bet a few people look at it and say, look at all this mud these guys throw at each other. Who the heck would want to be involved in local politics? And I know you're a believer in civic responsibility in politics, right?
So I've been, working at various different levels of government between school board and city for a long time, and truly just believe that we should all be a little bit responsible in making our community a better place. But, boy, this election cycle has you thinking twice.
All right. Sounds like you're a little weary this morning.
It's been a long campaign season and looking forward to tomorrow, but we still feel good about, you know, where this city's at in terms of quality of life and public safety and improving infrastructure, roads, and you name it. We've been investing in our future, and I think it shows. I mean, we've got a great city. But, boy, people sure take the opportunity to beat our city up during campaign cycles and say, it's not that great.
Hey, you got do you sleep well on the night before Election Day, or do you toss and turn all night?
You know, at this point, it probably impacts me less than it used to, but I've got some funny stories about friends that thought they were in close races that just wanted someone to talk to at 2 a.m. in the morning. And because it's just, it's that kind of anxiety that people have. And I have a good friend that went through that and ended up winning the election by 70%,
wow,
which is nearly unheard of. But it doesn't matter. It's just, it brings out anxieties and the craziness. And this campaign certainly has brought all of that out tenfold. But
all right, well, we'll let you go.
And it's over.
Okay, glad it's over. Thanks for being with us, as always, this morning. Thank you, sir. That is Mondays with the Mayor with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted on the way. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, a new leader for Opportunity Zones. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.